This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Clock's going to expire. Shadow Leshen advances 4-2.
On the other side of the gymnasium, it is Bryce Leshen. Now he's got him on his back. Bryce Leshen going for the pin. Albia, back-to-back wins. Bryce Leshen with the pin, and his brother Shadow just gets the win.
3 minutes and 50 seconds. Give the pin to Kieran Roebuck from Knoxville. Bonus points for the pin.
Bradley Irwin joins the winning club here as Southern Iowa wrestlers flex their muscle here in the early going.
Get the tilt on the left side. He's tilting him up.
He's got the tilt. Great job. Stacked up. There's going to be a pin right there. Griffin Ocean had a pin.
Brett needs to get really low right here. Really low.
3 seconds. Two and one. And there it is. Brett Leshen, number four for Albia, onto the championship side.
Isley will advance. He gets the big W. A 9-4 win for Carter Isley over Reed Dreyer from Humboldt. Folkert sprawls with 17 seconds to go. Folkert has a friend that is the clock. The clock is ticking down through 10 seconds now. And there's a headlock attempt by Lehman. And a good job by Lehman. And Folkert gets his hips lowered and gets
job.
Out of that thing. Connor Myers got this.
He's got to get on his toes here. He's got to just keep pressure on. He's got plenty of. He's got 18 seconds left.
He's got a 3-point near fall, and he's going to pin him.
Get the pin. Connor Meyer from a tumble.
1 minute, 46 seconds.
Yes.
As time expires. So a 7-5 win for Drew Sams. So Oskaloosa is still going.
Pin.
He got it. 1, 2, 3, just like that. A cradle pin for Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa.
Mr. Kirkland's math class is listening back there in Albia, and I may have a little equation for them. What happens when you take a Leshen plus a Leshen plus a Leshen plus a Nosey plus a Folkert plus an Isley? What do you get? I mean, I want to know if they can answer that, because there's only one solution that I can come up with, and that's a state championship title for Albia Blue Demons. I got the eye of the tiger, fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
A bear hug pin for Carter Isley.
Squeeze it down to
Saturday night right
now. Carter Isley with the pin for the Blue Demons. How about that? Going to turn this into a pinnacle.
And pin.
Unbelievable. And pin. Tyler Fulbert with a blink
29
of an eye.
Seconds. He has spent a total of 42 seconds on the mat his first two matches.
Listen to that noise as Rocket Nation standing up and giving you a big old applause. Congratulations, Tucker Black. Briar Cochran locks him up, puts him on his back. That is a pin for Moravian Nation. Tech ball here for Ryan Kale.
A 2-point back point for Maroff, and Maroff will win this one by the score of 6-3. And Pigsley gets the
170-pound consolation there, Matt.
Welcome back, everyone. The 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament is on the air. We're high above the mats in high fidelity all over this great big world of ours. You can join us anywhere. Call your friends, tell your neighbors at www.kiicradio.com. Click the live streaming tab, and you can have all this exclusive 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament coverage on your sports leader, KIIC. Right now, we're getting ready for 3A action. So those of you who are 3A fans, you are on deck. 2A is coming up at 1:30, and that'll include Albia and Sheraton and Centerville, the wrestlers from Southern Iowa that will have all of the wrestlers. And then, of course, tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll get into the 1A and 1A first-round consolation. High above the mats and high fidelity. Joining me up here is Travis Zapital. Joe Sinclair will be running in here in just a moment. But TZ, buddy, you were here last night. You already got your feet a little wet. Had a lot of excitement yesterday. Some on the very good side, some on the difficult side. Watching the young man that collapsed on the edge of the mat, not the thing wrestling fans want to have to see.
No, lots of drama with that, you know, Jason. And once again, all the thoughts and prayers go out to Taylor Pettit and his family and his team and all of his supporters from Creston area. Good news is Taylor's doing good today. He's still on a breathing tube, but they're just doing that to keep him from exerting himself and causing any further damage. But good news for on there. But back to the wrestling action. Today we're going to have 3A coming out here this morning. We're going to pick up with some area kids. We got Alec Clark from Atumwa coming in here, a heck of a junior campaign, 40-9. He's going to be taking on Mason Shannon from North Scott Eldridge in a 34-9 sophomore. So I look for that to be a real key 106-pound
match. We're going to get right out of the gate, buddy, yeah. Right into action.
Yeah, big time action right off the bat. So, folks, if you're listening in, get ready for lots of tough action here at 3A Wrestling this morning.
We'll have all the 3As. We just heard clear the mats, and that is a great sign as the adrenaline starts to flow through those veins of those wrestlers, and it'll be very fast-moving. 8 mats that we'll stare down at and try to bring you this chaos that is day one. It really is chaotic the first couple of days. Then it starts to whittle down the mats, but buddy, you better lace them up if you're going to cover wrestling in the state of Iowa.
You ain't a kidding. And, Jason, I haven't been on a wrestling mat for 20 years, and whenever I hear that still today, the hair stands up on the back of my neck because I know what those kids are going through down there.
Well, we're just about ready to get things going here. We're going to start at 106. Alec Clark of Atumwa is going to be our featured matchup. But we got another matchup in that 106 bracket. Zach Main of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And here's the connection, folks. Zach Main is Marla Main, Marla Bronson, 3D Paint Barty, and Marla's brother, son, Zach, is going to wrestle here at 106 as well.
Yep, coming out of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and his mom and dad, Jeff Main, there from Moravia, and we'll bring that action to you, too. They'll probably be simultaneously, but we'll do the best we can to bring you both of them actions. And then we're going to step up to 113 there. We have a kid from Keokuk, Brant O'Shea, who will be kind of representing Southeast Iowa. And then jump right over to 3A, 120 pounds, and Oskaloosa's own Drew Sams, 37-7 sophomore, coming in here. And he's got a match going up against Grant Stotts from Valley, West Des Moines. He's a freshman with a 35-6 record coming in here today. So be a great match up there at 120 as well. And then we're going to bump up to 126, and Oskaloosa's standout senior, 41-1, Skyler DeYoung, which in my eyes is a big favorite to win this tournament here at 3A. But
great representation from Oskaloosa. And how about Atumwa? They really, you know, the tide's turning, and they've started to bring more wrestlers up here. We're looking forward to bringing all this coverage. We're going to get out of the gate really quick at 106, so you don't go anywhere. We're covering 3A action at 9 o'clock again, 2A at 1:30, and 1A starts at 6 o'clock. But all of your Iowa State High School wrestling coverage right here, high above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to Wrestling on Your Sports Leader, KIIC.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're ready for wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mast, high fidelity. Again, anywhere in the world at www.kiicradio.com. And why not start things off in fast style as we get down to the fast and quick legs of Alec Clark of Ottumwa. He's going to take on Mason Shannon, North Scott Eldridge. That on mat number two, my good friend TZ. Got a text from Joe Sinclair. He is on his way, but he has found his way around this arena and ran into what I expected people to run into, and that is traffic.
Traffic, yeah. I've seen that same text message, and take your time, Joe, and don't put that big red Ford somewhere where it shouldn't be.
All right, so we're going to have Zach Main as well. He's going to be wrestling, I believe. That was on mat number four. But right now, all eyes are on mat number two as we bring you Thomas Alec Clark, 40-9 junior. And right away, in on a deep single leg right in front of us down there. He's got to come out the back door. He's working his way to the backside, and he is going to come out and get the takedown. Alec Clark of Ottumwa gets the first score of this 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Nice move in there on the double leg that drops down to a single leg on Alec Clark, taking on Mason Shannon of North Scott Eldridge.
Zach Main here gets taken down here in the first period, Jason. He's but he gets his opponent there, Paxton Whitaker, gets a little high, and Zach does a great job of getting a reversal there. And it's going to be tied up 2-2.
1:12 to go at the 106 weight class, just underway here. 3A action. 2A coming up at 1:30. 1A at 6 o'clock tonight. But right now, it is 3A that's got the mats in. We're starting out at 106. Alec Clark out in front, 2-0. 1:08 to go in this opening period. He's out in front of Mason Shannon of North Scott Eldridge. Clark continued to ride really tough, did a good job, got out right away and got that first take. Now, how important is that first score, Travis?
That first score is really important, Jason, because in this atmosphere, when you get that first takedown, you kind of control the match from there. Then the your opponent is then fighting back to gain points on you. But Alec doing a great job here of riding his opponent. Well, he's got a ball and chain hook in there.
It looked like he's going to be running over. He's got it turned over and got a little bit too far on the turnover. Couldn't get the back points. Still has him in a place where he can roll him back over, maybe get the tilt in. Now he's got it in. He's got that arm. If he can roll it over, and he'll lose it, but he'll stay in control and riding tough on top. Alec Clark of Ottumwa out in front, 2-0 over Mason Shannon. Shannon, 34-9, a sophomore. Both these wrestlers, as the first period comes to an end, have put up some impressive numbers this season.
Yeah, Clark's going to win the toss here, and he's going to elect to go in the down position.
Love the assertive style. You come out and be the aggressive wrestler.
That's what, you know, like we talked last night, to come up here and be the one that is putting the pressure on the opponent. And if you're the one who is wrestling your game and being being on your offense. I really like that in
what
how Clark's doing it.
What a sit-out switch there by Clark. Clark now out in front 4-0, and again, he's going from points to points, and that is so important. When you get a point, a takedown, or in that case, a reversal, you're looking for the next point, and he's trying to break him down and get that arm barred back and turn it into some back points. Alec Clark of Ottumwa. First contested match here on KIIC as we opened up these doors last night, turned on the lights, and on Saturday night we'll be the last people out of here.
Clark doing a great job here. Got his opponent, Paxton Whittaker, just broke down here on his belly, and
got
Whittaker called for stalling there. And Clark doing a great job here trying to work that arm bar and trying to get a tilt combination. Goes for the ball and chain. Whittaker does a good job of fighting that off. 4-0 your score here, a minute to go in the second period.
Over at mat number four, Zach Main. Zach Main, the nephew of Marla Bronson. Marla Main, for those who went to school with her. And right now he's trailing Paxton Whittaker. 7-0 in that contest, a minute to go in the second period. But back to Alec Clark. Clark, riding tough. He has been the aggressor. He's been in control since the opening whistle.
He's still trying to work that arm bar on the left side, trying to get a tilt combination here, and just going to... 30 seconds left to go, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't call
another stall.
Yeah, if they don't
That's
call
a point.
Shannon here for a stall.
He's got that arm barred back, and he drops over to the right side, trying to run that over, and loses the arm momentarily. He can just get a little more leverage. Now he's got a little bit of lift, trying to get those hips and get some separation. There was one back pointer. There's the two count, three count. He's going to earn a couple of back points here as time expires. Did he get the two? Yes, he did.
Got two there, yep.
6-0 lead. How about this impressive start here for Alec Clark of Ottumwa?
Yeah, real aggressive, and that's what we like to see. We like to see them guys coming out here and being on the offense, and Alec Clark right now is showing us that he's wrestling to win and not wrestling not to lose.
That is a mental edge. Mason Shannon chooses the neutral position, and right away Clark drops down, drops to the single leg, gets it in, and gets a takedown, and now he's extended that lead out 8-0, and he's got a nice, comfortable lead here. Now he rolls over to the right side, trying to get that chin back, and will lose it. But he's got a nice lead here, 8-0, and you want to stay aggressive and work your way up and be the assertive wrestler. You just don't want to find yourself with an 8-0 lead and get yourself in a bad position.
And Zach Main down here, he trails now 10-0 with a minute 30 to go here in the third period. Zach trying to fight off of a splaydle here. His opponent, Paxton Whittaker from Lewis Central, has got him in a pinning combination.
You're listening to Class 3A Wrestling. High above the mats, high fidelity. Travis Zapital, Joe Sinclair will join yours truly, Jason Summers, here in just a moment as he fights the traffic in here to Wells Fargo Arena.
And Clark's going to get warned for stalling there. They're going to reset it back to the center. 52 seconds to go here in the third period. He leads 8-0.
What an impressive start here at 106. Got exclusive coverage, wall-to-wall coverage here at 3A. 2A starts at 1:30, but Alec Clark on the mat here for Ottumwa out front, 8-0. 40 seconds to go here in this opener, this first contest at 106, third period. Zach Main, again, that is Marla Bronson's nephew, trails 10-0. But look at this, Alec Clark working in a pinning combination. If he can set back... Kind of gets a little too far out in front. Lost some leverage. But 14 seconds to go.
He's got that double wing in pretty tight. He just needs to walk around the head there. Now he's going to get the count.
He's got more back points coming. The most important number is that clock that ticks under 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Bulldog fans, you get your first win of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Alec Clark, 106, is a winner, and he will move on. He's going to get the winner of Max Tracy and Jacob Allison, and we'll try to find that contest.
Yeah, Zach Main here still trails here. He's going to go down by a 10-0 loss to Paxton Whittaker from Lewis Central. So he'll be trying to fight his way back through the backside of the bracket now, Jason.
Looking for the contest, and we'll get that results. Alec Clark of Ottumwa gets a win, 10-0, the final score there over Mason Shannon. of North Scott Eldridge. We're going to take a timeout, come right back here. We're going to move to 113. Brad O'Shea of Keokuk is on deck. And then at 120, Oskaloosa fans, Drew Sams, our exclusive matchup at 120 when we come back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're very proud they made it to state this year. Go Big Blue! We've brought to you two great shows this summer. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson from Season 12 of The Biggest Loser. Opening for Trailer Choir will be Iowa's favorite band, Danny Grouse. Go to redtrucktickets.com now to get your tickets in advance for $10 apiece. June 13th, we have our annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. Call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 now to get your 80s ticket pricing at just $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Last night I dreamed of
my new yoga studio,
a car,
a treehouse.
It was the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we can turn to one place to protect them: American Family Insurance. Our agents can help make sure you have the coverage needed, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa at 641-673-8965.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Alec Clark gets the first win for the Bulldogs from Ottumwa in this 106 weight class, and we move to 113. And a great start. Alec Clark really came out the assertive wrestler, was the aggressor, and because of that, he really put the heat on the younger wrestler and gets the win.
Yeah, he done a great job. Like you said, Jason, he come out, he was on the aggressive side, and us up here, we like to watch that good aggressive wrestling. We like to see him come out and get that big win to get these Bulldogs kicked off here in the opening round today.
Brent O'Shea of Keokuk is on deck, and they're getting ready to go on mat number six.
Yep, coming up here on mat number six, and Brent O'Shea from Keokuk, and he actually leads that match 2-0. He has his opponent, Brandon Burt, from Epworth, West Dubuque. And he's leading now 2-0. Got his opponent trying to work an inside cradle there. Gets the cradle locked up. He is tight. He's getting points counted.
Roll that over. He's still got that in pretty tight.
Britt does a great job of breaking out of that, and too quick there, not getting any back points awarded for Brant O'Shea of Keokuk. But he's still riding tough, trying to get the head in the hole there, trying to put his opponent in a pinning combination. And
the boss is in the house, the proliferator of the wrestling vocabulary,
welcome,
Joe Sinclair.
Welcome, Joe. Glad you could make it.
Got caught in the traffic. We want to hear from you. Where you're listening at today, all over this world of ours at www.kiicradio.com. That's where you can join us and listen live to this broadcast. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Just send a text. Again, this is a Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, and we want to hear from you where you're listening from and who you're rooting for today. 641-799-1437. Again, that's 641-799-1437, and of course you can follow us on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. Again, on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. Just follow us, and you'll get some of the scores, pictures, and some of the sights and sounds that is this Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Let's get back to our 113 matchup.
Yeah, O'Shea here going into the second period. He's leading that match 2-0. His opponent, Burt, wins the toss and elects the down position. O'Shea's going to start on the top here real quick, right on the ankle, trying to get Burt broke down. Trying to work a bar arm. Got him down on the mat, broke down here. And O'Shea real hard, gets a great chin back maneuver there, and he's getting some back points counted. He's got Burt on his back fighting, and boy, that ref didn't see that quick enough. He didn't get any back points awarded to him at all, and Brett's going to get an escape out of that, and it's going to be 2-1 your score, 1:30 to go here in the second period. But real quick, O'Shea in on a deep double leg shot. Burt doing a great job of fighting it off, whizzing real hard, and I'd say a stalemate call is going to be coming up here pretty quick out of that.
How you doing, Mr. Sinclair, buddy? You've been working since before the sun thought about getting up, and then you make your travels up here, and you ran into what all of us ran into, and that was everybody trying to get into the Pheasant and Quail Convention and the wrestling tournament.
Hey, make the recommendation to everybody coming up here for the afternoon session. Class 2-8 starts at 1:30. They're going to open the doors here at Wells Fargo at noon. And I'd make a noon arrival plan because, folks, they've got a lot of the parking reserved for the Pheasant Fest. That's a national event that's going on here in Des Moines this weekend.
Well, we
and
had
parking
to walk
is
today
at a premium.
Because the media normally has plush parking, and I had to park about 5 blocks away, and I nearly ran out of breath.
Well, I had to chop a little ice for the cows this morning, and it delayed my departure enough to where I'm about a mile and a half away from this place. It's going to be a hike, so... Coming up for the Class 2A, all the folks listening in on 96.7, make sure you get here early. Don't want you to miss any of the action here that you want to participate watching live. Of course, we're going to bring it all to you live on the radio on 96.7.
30 seconds to go here in the second period. O'Shea leads 4-1 now as he's trying to get Burt in a cradle, trying to work a tilt combination here. Burt does a great job of kicking out of it. O'Shea's got him down. He's trying to work an arm bar. 15 ticks left to go in the clock here in the second period.
Got a pretty good match coming up here in a little bit. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa is going to be going up against Grant Stotts from Valley there, West Des Moines. That match should be coming our way here and about next one up, isn't it?
Yep, O'Shea had Burt there tilted and got right at the end of the clock and only got a 3 count and got 2 back points awarded to him there. So he's going to lead 6-1 going into the third period.
Well, Oskaloosa fans, you want to stay right here. As Joe just mentioned, Drew Sams, Oskaloosa at 120. And gentlemen, right behind him is Skylar DeJung of Oskaloosa, the senior that we followed over the years. And so this is going to be back-to-back Oskaloosa wrestlers on the mat here in just a few minutes, along with Joe Howard of Indianola.
O'Shea and Britt started in the neutral position there to start the third period, and O'Shea was in on a real quick shot here. And Britt's just trying to hang on here and not let the takedown happen, but O'Shea's in on a deep shot. Look for a stalemate coming there on that. 1:30 to go there in the third period. O'Shea still working that single leg, and there's the stalemate call.
8 mats working here. 8 on the floor of the Wells Fargo Arena. Looks like we've got 4 mats here on the east side that would belong to the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Then you've got the Ankeny squad, North Polk. It looks like Johnston has brought a mat with the purple and yellow, the Johnston Dragons. And that looks like the Saydell Eagles on the far south end. So...
O'Shea,
a lot of wrestling going on here.
Back in on another deep single leg shot here, but Burt doing a good job of trying to fight that off. And there, O'Shea is going to get the 2-point takedown. It's going to be 8-1 with 50 ticks left to go here in the third period. 113-pound action.
Jason had a couple folks inquiring how you download the Thunderbolt app onto your smartphone.
Buddy, it is as easy as it gets. You go to, if you're at the Apple phone, you go to the Apple Store. You type in KIIC. Or Thunder, and it'll pull in the app, and you push click, and I think maybe you have to type in your own password, and you're in. Done. And the Google app, done. Just go there to your app store and download it. It is easy, and it's free, and, buddy, you'll get all kinds of information, not just the sports coverage, but all kinds of weather and other updates that we can get you via the app.
O'Shea gets Britt here in a tilt combination and going to pick up 3 more near fall points. It's going to be 11-1 as the time is going to expire. Your Keokuk wrestler, Brant O'Shea, is going to advance with a win of 11-1 over Brandon Burt.
Well, I think we brought our magic wand with us today, buddy. A couple of wins right out of the gate. Alec Clark of Ottumwa, and at 106, he got a 10-01 win in that first matchup. Followed up with Brandon O'Shea of Keokuk, our winner at 113. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. Drew Sams, Oskaloosa, you're on deck, back-to-back. Skylar DeYoung at 126. But next, Drew Sams, when we come back to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, high above the mats and in high fidelity.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Right now, Oskaloosa, Drew Sams is on the mat. And, gentlemen, he, like the other wrestlers, is the aggressor. Goes out and gets the first takedown of this matchup.
Good shot in there. And after a stalemate call, covers his opponent. Grant Stotts from Valley West Des Moines. It's Drew Sams from Oskaloosa, sophomore, 37-7 on the year. He's off the mat now. He's up against Grant Stotts, a freshman from Valley of West Des Moines. Get back to the center mat. Stotts from Valley gets set. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa, the Oskaloosa Indian, covers. We've got a little whistle violation on Drew Sams, so we'll get set again.
Well, we may be bringing you two Oskaloosa wrestlers simultaneously. Skylar DeYoung at 126, 41-1. The senior is going to be taking the mat here just momentarily. But right now, Oskaloosa, Drew Sams is out in front.
Want to thank the fine folks at Bluff Creek Archery helping bring this mat to you here. Sponsors of Skylar DeYoung and Drew Sams here from Oskaloosa. Now here's a stand-up by Grant Stotts. First period action here at 3A class 120 pounds. Stand-up switch there by Stotts, and they're going to go off the mat, and they might give him an escape for that, but nope, we're going to have no change. It'll still be a 2-0 score for Drew Sams on top. Stotts gets set. Official. Two officials on every mat here at the state tournament. Lead official gets him set. Now we've got another whistle violation on Drew Sams. That's his second one here in the first period. So, with 35 seconds left in the first period, two whistle violations on Drew Sams. The next one of those, it'll be a point for Grant Stotts. So Drew Sams is going to have to be a little bit less aggressive on these restarts. Stand up by Stotts now.
Going to have Sams to return him before.
On the hips. Now Sams is just going to cut him. Nope. Yes, he does. And there's a reversal.
Or did he go off the edge of the mat? No, they just gave him the escape.
Gave him the one-point escape.
Yeah, well, that's a break for Sams because it looked like a little more mat and he would have been reversed.
Yeah, he tried to cut him. Then at the last second, he decided, well, he's going to try to get behind him and push him off the mat. And Grant Stotts with a real good switch move there. But they went off the mat. No control for Drew Sams, so he gives up the one-point escape. 10 seconds remaining, first period action. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa up 2-1. Had the first period takedown. Real good single shot in there by Stotts. Now Stotts in on the single leg. A whizzer by Sams. Sams has got the whizzer in. They're off the mat with time expiring here. And it'll be 2-1 going the second period.
DeYoung from Oskaloosa, he's going to be on deck here in just a moment on mat number two as they come out to shake hands and get ready to go here. And we'll bring these two Oskaloosa matches simultaneously. We want to hear from you, Oskaloosa. Send us a text to 641-799-1437, 641-799-1437. We will read your text on the air. Want to know where you're listening from? On the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Stotts gets the choice in the second period, takes down Sams, covers. And stand-up attempt there by Stotts. Brought back to the mat by Sams. Now Sams gets him broken down. That's the first time he's had him broken down here. Riding from the top. Works a bar arm on the right-hand side. His teammate, Skyler DeYoung, will be competing right next door. Mat number two right next door.
He's
mat number four.
Connor Christensen of Ames, a 19 and 18 junior. So senior on junior, 41-1. How about that, TZ? That's a quite a senior campaign.
Yeah, Skyler DeYoung, a real standout wrestler there for the Oskaloosa Indians. And he's going to have a whole bunch of these Indians here behind him, supporting him and trying to get him all the way to Saturday night to the championship match.
Drew Sam's trying to work a T-bar against Grant Stossen Valley at 120 pounds, Class 3A. He's got that tilt working. He's got him broken down, trying to elevate the tilt with the T-bar. He's got the T-bar working. We got a stalemate.
Skyler DeYoung turns the corner. Nearly got that takedown. Did a good job. Got him down to the mat, TZ, but couldn't quite get the corner turn there.
Yeah, Christensen just done a great job of being aware of where he was on the mat, and DeYoung was chasing him real hard, and they got out of bounds and got a reset back to the center. But
he's going to get this time. He gets behind. He's got the takedown. So Skyler DeYoung.
Going to get the cradle in.
Working on that outside cradle. He's got it locked up tight, and he's trying to get him fly over the top.
He's got it set back there. Nearly got he's going to get reset here. He's still got it in.
Leave it right there with you guys. The pinning combination for Skyler DeYoung.
Skyler DeYoung, 41-1, the senior from Oskaloosa.
He's going to give up that cradle there and try to work it back in and get that thing tight.
He's resetting it up. And again, Sam's Oskaloosa still out in front here. Now he gets the turned over. Back points being earned here for Skyler DeYoung. Trying to get the pinning combination. He's got him tilted back in the in the cradle.
That cradle's tight. He got it.
Skyler DeYoung, the senior from Oskaloosa. The Indians get a pin. That pin brought to you by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. Give Bob Senate a call at 932-5197. And that is a pin and a win for Oskaloosa.
126-pounder Skyler DeYoung gets the pin for the Indians. His teammate, Drew Sams, on the mat right now, still leading 2-1. He has ridden his opponent, Grant Stotts, from Valley West Des Moines for the first 1 minute and 50 seconds of his 120-pound match. And now he's trying to take him back down after another stand-up by Stotts. And with one tick left in the second period, Drew Sams looks like he's going to be able to ride out Grant Stoss from Valley West Des Moines, and that would be a significant accomplishment here at the state meet first round action.
What a start here. Tom was Alec Clark with a 10-0 win. Brent O'Shea of Keokuk 11 at one victory. And Skyler DeYoung, Oskaloosa, the Indians with a pin. And what a great start here, TZ. That's how you get things going. And again, it's been the wrestlers that are the aggressors.
Yeah, and over here on mat number five we got coming out, we got Joe Howard from Indianola, and he's taking on Blake Halstead of Cedar Falls. And nothing, that match just underway.
Peeking ahead, Nathan Carey of Ottumwa is on deck at 132, along with Chase Petty. And Chase Petty is Julie Garver's nephew. So we'll have that one as well from Pella. And then Colin McConnell of Ottumwa will be at 138. So, folks, all of your 3A action just leading you into the 2A action at 130. Again, 2A action at 1:30 and 1A action at 6 o'clock. Let's get back to Sam's contest right below us.
He is in the third period action, just underway. Drew Sams with a 2-1 lead is in the down position. He's covered by Grant Stotts from Valley West Des Moines. Sit-out attempt here by Sams. Nice job by Stotts getting back on the hips, but he's going to cut Sams now. That makes the score 3-1. Takedown here for Sams is going to be a real good deal for the Oskaloosa Indian at 120 pounds.
Joe Howard from Indianola, he's going to trail going in to start the second period 2-0 with Blake Halstead of Cedar Falls.
Sam's off the mat at 120 pounds. And, folks, you're listening to live championship high school wrestling action. It is Class 3A from Wells Fargo in Des Moines, 96.7 KIIC, with all the live coverage for you here up at Wells Fargo for the state wrestling meet.
Again, Ottumwa fans, Nathan Carey is coming up here at 132. Again, Nathan Carey at 132, followed up by Colin McConnell. So back-to-back Ottumwa wrestlers at 132, back-to-back-to-back, as Ottumwa brought him a busload today.
Snap down by Sams, and a shot in there by Stotts. So Sams with a whizzer, he whizzers himself off the mat, and we've got
Stotts is going to get the takedown, Joe, right on the edge of the mat.
They give Stotts the takedown. Wow. That ties it up 3-3. I thought they were off the mat on that. Looked like Sams just kind of gave it up when they got to the outside circle, and Stotts kept the action up, and that continuing action gives him a takedown. So Sams, with 37 seconds to go, needs to bust out of here, get himself a one-point lead.
He's got to his base. He's trying to get to his feet, guys. 30 seconds to go.
He's got the stand-up. Could be a stall call on Stotts. Stotts now drops down to the ankle.
Oh, nice
Sams
job.
Turns in space. Should see a stalemate here with 22 seconds to go.
Howard's going to get the escape. Joe Howard of Indianola, now he trails that match 2-1 with 50 seconds to go in the second period.
15 seconds to go here and counting. Drew Sams trying to get the win for Oskaloosa, back-to-back wins.
There's the stalemate with 13 seconds to go, and eight seconds to go, and really about 20 seconds transpired there. Could have happened a little quicker. 8 seconds to go. Sams needs to bust out, get this thing
won
in
regulation. He's going to get those hands separated. 5 seconds, gets away. Now he's on a crawl as the ankle being held onto. Sam's trying to crawl away, and guys, I think he's going to run out of time.
He does run out of time, so we're going to have sudden victory here at 120 pounds, Class 3A.
Coming to the Southern Iowa Technology text line, we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Mr. Cochran's class is listening in. Go Bulldogs! He says he's going to be up here and see us at 3:30, gentlemen. That is Coach Cochran going to join us high above the mats in high fidelity.
Joe Howard here from Indianola in on a deep shot, but time's going to expire in the third period, and he's still going to trail that match 2-1 going in to start the third.
Grant Stotts from Valley West Des Moines with a takedown in the final 30 seconds of his match against Drew Sams of Oskaloosa, ties it up 3-3. So we're in sudden victory at 120. 40 seconds remain in the sudden victory period.
Nathan Carey of Atumwa is going to be on deck here in just a moment. Atumwa Bulldog fans, followed up by Colin McConnell and then Wyatt Schlatter of Atumwa. Back-to-back-to-back wrestlers for the Bulldogs.
There's a shot in there by Stotts. Nice sprawl by Sams, and they're off the mat, out of bounds, with 23 seconds to go in sudden victory at 120 pounds. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa. Great match being brought to you folks here by American Family Insurance in Oskaloosa. Now wrestlers are back to the center of the mat on the restart, on their feet. Sudden victory at 120 pounds. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa tied up with Grant Stotts from Valley West Des Moines.
Well, shot by Schatz. Can Sams get the corner turn?
Good sprawl there by Sams on a little bit of a wild shot by Stotts. And now Sams gets out of position and a takedown for Stotts, wins it with time expiring. I mean, there was less than a second to go. And Drew Sams with a tough loss in sudden fashion at 120 pounds.
That was a tough loss. It looked like Sams was going to maybe get the corner turned himself, as they both found themselves sprawled on the mat facing each other. And
yeah, it was a little bit of a long shot by Stotts and a good sprawl by Sams, and he got the whizzer in there. And just somehow, Stotts from Valley West Des Moines was able to get his hips under him, snuggle up to that single leg, and get the takedown for the win.
40 seconds left to go here in the third period, and Joe Howard finds himself now trailing 5-1 with Blake Halstead from Cedar Falls.
We're going to have back-to-back-to-back wrestlers from Atumwa on the mat here momentarily. Nathan Carey of Atumwa, the senior, coming out in just a moment.
He's going to be on mat four.
Yep,
that's the mat that we just saw. Drew Sams with the tough loss on. Nathan Carey from Atumwa is a senior. He's 37-10 on the year. He's up against Adrian Hirado from Sioux City North, a junior with a 30-16 record, coming into this 132-pound Class 3A matchup.
Colin McConnell will be on deck at 138 from Atumwa, followed up by Wyatt Schlatter. How about that name? 39-9, the junior from Atumwa at 145. So three straight Atumwa wrestlers.
Getting ready to come out here on mat number two, we got Pella's Chase Petty getting ready to take on Henry Polymer from Johnston. That match just getting underway here.
Well, we're going to have it all for you right here, folks, on your Sports Leader KIC, high above the mats, high fidelity.
Nathan Carey bringing the action to Adrian Hirado. Gets in there on single leg. Nice sprawl by Hirado. Hirado sprawls out of it. And we are going to go back to the center of the mat. Neutral. No score. 135 to go here at 132 pounds. Nathan Carey from Atumwa on the mat.
Chase Petty tries to hit a real quick Kelly maneuver there, but gets caught and gets put to his back. Gets taken down. Going to be real quick, though, to fight off his back and doesn't get any near fall points. He's going to trail 2-0, minute 30 to go in the first period.
Petty with a 38-6 record on his senior campaign. Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnston, talented senior with a 35-2 record out there for the Johnston Dragons.
Petty trying to work back up to his base here.
Thomas Holmeyer. Nathan Carey tied up, no score here. First period action on mat four.
Petty gets worked back up to his base here, but Polmeyer's got that deep corkscrew ride in trying to get him broke back down. But Petty doing a good job of trying to fight up and get up to his feet.
50 seconds remaining in the first period for Atumwa's Nathan Carey on the mat against Adrian Hirado from Sioux City. Wrestlers are kind of feeling themselves out in this 132-pound first-round matchup. Winners of these ones will go to the quarterfinals. it's not a one-and-done deal here at Wells Fargo Arena. You get a chance to come back. Here's a two-point takedown on a quick duck under by Nathan Carey. And just cat quick, he gets the duck under and gets the two-point takedown. I don't think that Nathan, I don't think that Adrian Hirado knows that he had the takedown. He's still trying to fight off of his butt, but the 2 points have been awarded to Nathan Carey from Ottumwa. 10 seconds left here, first period action.
30 seconds to go here. Petty from Pella trying to still get back up to his feet here. He's getting rode out here by Paul Meyer from Johnston.
Time concludes in the first period. Ottumwa's Nathan Carey gets the takedown in the final 20 seconds of the first period, and he leads 2-0 over Adrian Hirado from Sioux City North.
Shout out to Coach Cochran and Mr. Cochran's class listening in back in Ottumwa, rooting on the Bulldogs, and they got three matches back-to-back-to-back here.
Community First Credit Union thanks all the wrestlers for their participation this year and wishes them good luck. Community First Credit Union, great sponsor for high school sports on KIIC. Second period starts. It's going to be Nathan Carey from Ottumwa in the down position. He's covered by Adrian Hirado from Sioux City North. A two-point lead for Carey, the 37-10 senior on the year for the Bulldogs.
And this Pella match over here brought to you by Titan Machinery and Pella. And Chase Petty trails 2-0 to start the second period. And Petty's going to start on the top position. But Ballmeyer does a great job, hits a real quick switch there. But Petty drops down to the ankles. It gets him back down to the mat and gets him back under control.
Nice stand-up switch by Nathan Carey, and he executes it to perfection. Gets behind, back on the hips of Adrian Hirado, and he leads now 4-0 with that two-point reversal here.
Carey just looks like he has an extra beat in his step.
Hey, we're getting a lot of folks listening in on the Ottumwa High Schools and schools listening on 96.7. If you got a favorite wrestler, text your kid, and if they've got a chance in the school that they're in to have their teacher let them dial it in or put it on the intercom.
We want to hear from you, but let's get back down to Chase Petty.
Petty there. Johnson does a great job of trying to get the reversal there, but Petty does a good job of not letting him get the reversal and just cuts him loose there. Now Paul Meyer leads that 3-0. A minute and 20 to go left here in the second period.
Second period action at 132 pounds. Nathan Carey from Ottumwa with a 4-0 lead. He's on top of Adrian Hirado from Sioux City North, riding with a cross body ride. Looks like he's going to try to get him turned over with the tilt here.
We want to hear from you. The Southern Iowa Technology text line. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Here is a back points nearly earned there by Carey. Looked like he was going to get the other arm bar back. Now he has it reset. And with 11 seconds to go, second period, Carey of Ottumwa out in front here. McConnell of Ottumwa's on deck at 138, but we're at 132 here, class 3A.
Paul Meyer in on a real quick single-leg shot there, and he's going to elevate that and get the takedown. He's going to lead over Chase Petty of Pella now 5-0 with a minute to go here in the second period.
Two periods in the book here at 132. Nathan Carey of Ottumwa, the 37-10 senior, out in front 4-0 here, just underway third period.
Third period, they're going to start in the neutral position. That was Hirado's choice. Hirado decided to take that neutral position here. Didn't like the way that Carey rode him out after he got the takedown in the first period. So they're on their feet. Third period action, 132 pounds. Carey from Ottumwa with a 4-0 lead with 135 to go.
40 seconds left to go here in the second period. And Petty in the down position trying to get stood up here. Paul Meyer just doing a great job of getting heavy on them hips and not letting Petty get up to his feet.
Nathan Carey knows where he's at on the mat. He knows what the score is with 126 to go. Very cautious. Nice shot in there by Hirado, but Carey waiting for it. Good defensive sprawl and whizzers him off the mat. Go back to the center. Reset it. Wrestlers on their feet in the neutral position at 132 pounds. It's Nathan Carey from Ottumwa, Adrian Hirado from Sioux City. A 4-0 lead for the Bulldog.
10 seconds left to go here in the second period for Chase Petty as he trails 5-0. And Paul Meyer just real heavy and not letting Petty, just controlling him that whole second period.
Still on their feet at 132. Nathan Carey from Ottumwa closing down for the win with 1 minute to go. He's on his feet. Hirado in there with a little bit of a hand control attempt. Good job in there. And now shot by Carey. Shots in on the single leg.
Steps over right away, Joe. That was a quick shot there by Carey. And then he stepped that leg across.
He's in control. They haven't awarded him the takedown yet, but there it is, the two-point takedown for Nathan Carey. Makes the score 6-0, and with 30 seconds to go. A seemingly insurmountable lead for Ottumwa's Nathan Carey.
Ah, come on, Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are in the house today. As 138, Colin McConnell's on deck. Wyatt Slaughter at 145. We got your three straight Bulldog contests right here on the Sports Leader, KIIC. And now, Carey trying to get back points.
He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. He's way out high. A move he probably wouldn't be trying if he was only ahead by two. But with the big six-point lead, he can afford to try a wild deal here.
2 seconds. One, and that is it. Nathan Carey, the Bulldogs, get a win at 132. How about that? Coach Cochran's class listening in at Ottumwa High as the Bulldogs get the win. And Colin McConnell is on deck next. Let's get over to Chase Petty.
55 seconds left to go here in the third period, and Petty trails now 7-0 over Pallmeyer of Johnson.
Pallmeyer returning place winner for Johnson. So a tough draw for Chase Petty, and we'll try to get a mark on. I think he's going to be going up against winner Mark from Cedar Rapids Prairie if things don't go his way in this match.
Petty gets the stand up. They're going to get his first point of the match. It's 7-1 now. Petty trailing, but Pallmeyer on a real quick single leg there again gets the trip. Going to get the 2-point takedown. He's going to lead now 9-1. 40 seconds left to go. Chase Petty's going to need a miracle here to come back 9-1 deficit with 30 seconds to go.
Southern Iowa Technology text line coming in. Go Big Blue wrestlers and coaches. Tim Solinger listening from the soup wagon as they're getting ready to. Well, they're a little bit of time away from delivering the goodies, but...
Hey, here we go. We got Colin McConnell from Ottumwa going to be taking the mat right now against Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk. Shaw, a senior, 33-5 on the season. Colin McConnell from Ottumwa, 37-13. Just underway here. Class 3A, 138. Wrestlers check in at the scores table. Last few seconds there at 132. Chase Petty is going to go down by the score of 9-1, it looks like.
Yeah, Chase Petty there, he's going to go down 9-1 there. Time runs out.
Colin McConnell getting his shoes tied.
He'll have to try to fight his way back through that consolation side of that bracket, and that's a long ways to go when you lose in the first round, Joe.
It is a long ways to lose, but it means that you have the potential to wrestle the most matches of any wrestler at Wells Fargo in the 2015 championships.
That is true. That is true.
And we'll wrestle your way all the way back to that third-place finish, guys, and that's a long journey, but... It's been done before.
Colin McConnell in on a single leg, but a good sprawl by Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk, and it's going to be Shaw with the takedown. Shaw from Southeast Polk in control now, back on the hips of Colin McConnell. McConnell tries to stand up, brought back to the mat by Shaw. Shaw puts in the crossbody right on the left side. He's got the right leg in on the left side. Comes back around now. Good stand-up attempt there, and Colin McConnell gets loose. 2-1 now. Four. Colin McConnell from Ottumwa.
Again, Wyatt Slaughter, a 145. The third Bulldog to go here in a row is on deck at 145. But right now, it is McConnell on the mat. Colin McConnell for Ottumwa. Trying to follow up Nathan Carey's win. Great win there for Carey. Really dominant in his matchup. Looks like...
Have we got any binoculars up here?
Are you kidding? We reserve those rights to you.
I do have some in the truck. I forgot them. I don't think that's Colin McConnell down there on mat one.
I'm looking that, here.
That's not the same singlet.
Yeah, McConnell is on mat one.
It's just a different colored singlet. Yep. Than, well, he gets a 2-point takedown.
We're also going to have a
still trailing that match 6-5.
Mat number six, I think we're going to have Ottumwa's Wyatt Schlatter, and I'll have that contest. We're going to bounce around here as we bring you all this 3A coverage on your Sports Leader KIIC.
Time's going to run out here in the first period, and McConnell's going to find himself trailing 7-5 going into the second period.
Nope, he gets a two-point reversal to tie it up.
His opponent, Keegan Shaw, is going to get a two-point takedown right on the half a second left to go, and he's going to trail now 9-5. Going into the second period.
Colin McConnell from Ottumwa trailing 9-5. Going to the second period. It'll be Shaw from Southeast Polk with the choice. He takes down. McConnell from Ottumwa lets him get set. Official signals from McConnell to cover. He covers from the right side, not the whistle. It's a sit-out by Shaw.
Wyatt Slaughter is on the mat here, taking on Ali Alabak of Cedar Falls. 30-13 senior. Slaughter, 39-9, the junior, and they're pummeling near the center of the mat.
Southeast Polk Shaw with the sit-out grabs the ankle of Colin McConnell, and he is going to get the two-point reversal on a nifty little roll move while he just hung on to that ankle, got the roll around, and McConnell was caught with his butt on the mat, and just Shaw rolled right over him, right over his hips, got the two-point reversal, and lucky McConnell didn't give up some back points there.
No score here. Nearly a minute in as Wyatt Schlatter of Ottumwa knotted up with Ali Alabak of Cedar Falls.
At 138, Colin McConnell trails now 11-5, giving up that reversal early on in the second period. A lot of scoring here at 138 pounds in this first round action at Wells Fargo. Class 3A, 138-pounder Colin McConnell now tries to work a stand-up and gets off the mat, gets the escape as they go out of bounds. Nice stand-up move there by Colin McConnell. 11-6 the score. 1 minute remaining, 138 pounds, first round action.
Shout out to Coach Schofield on his way up with the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling coaches and team as they're getting ready to head up to Wells Fargo Arena. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. No score over here. Wyatt Schlatter of Ottumwa. Really, no shots here with 30 seconds and counting in this opening period at 145.
Nifty duck under to a double leg by Keegan Shaw, and he takes Colin McConnell down as they go off the mat. So now that's a 13-6 deficit for Colin McConnell. But McConnell quickly gets away. It's 13-7. McConnell needs to score some takedowns.
Wow, what a flurry over here. Wyatt Schlatter was taken down by Ali Almuk and then got the escape right away. It's a 4-1, but two back points were earned by Alabuck of Cedar Falls.
Yeah, Schlatter just got taken down in a bad position there, and Almabach just put him right to his back and got a quick two count. But give it to Schlatter for fighting back off of his back and getting a real quick escape. He's going to choose the down position here to start the second period as he trails 4-1. What do you got over there, Joe?
We're off the mat, out of bounds at 138 pounds, where Colin McConnell, a junior from Ottumwa, trails by the margin of 15-8.
Well, Schlatter, in a blink of an eye, with 8 seconds to go in that opening period, got taken down. Two quick back points earned, and then got the escape. As we begin this second period, Schlatter gets the escape, and now it's a 4-2 contest just underway second period.
Colin McConnell and Keegan Shaw trading escapes for takedowns, and unfortunately for McConnell, he's on the short end of that. It's just Keegan Shaw taking him down, McConnell getting out, but with a last-second takedown in the second period, that makes the score 15-8. So Colin McConnell is going to take the top position here and try to do something with Keegan Shaw, get him turned over and make something happen from the top.
Wyatt Schlatter trails by two here. Ali Alabak out in front, 4-2 here. 1 minute, 12 seconds to go, second period. They're pummeling at the center of the mat. Arm fighting, trying to find the angle here as we approach the minute mark of this second period. Here's a underhook attempt by Schlatter to go off the edge of the mat. Let's go back over to Colin McConnell.
Well, he's not letting Shaw score, but he's not doing any scoring of his own. Now it looks like he might just try to cut him. Nope. Puts the leg in, and there's the leg in by Colin McConnell. He's running out of time, though. A minute and a half to go. He's got the leg in. He's going to try a splaydle or some type of a pinning combination with this crossbody ride. But Keegan Shaw with a big 15-8 lead, he's not in any trouble, any danger here. He's just being conservative. Now McConnell's going to let that leg out. It looks like he's going to just cut Keegan Shaw, and he does.
Well, a quick takedown here by Ali Almuk of Cedar Falls, and he has a 6-2 lead here. But Wyatt Schlatter from Ottumwa trying to get out and get the reversal, and he's going to get the escape. Nearly got the reversal, TZ. Just lost the leg there at the last second.
Yeah, Almabach knew where he was at on the mat, knew he was going to give up that reversal, and he got out of bounds real quick and gave up the one-point escape to Schlatter, and both wrestlers back on their feet here. Schlatter trails now 6-3 with 23 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Third period action at 138 pounds. Colin McConnell having his trouble with Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk. Southeast Polk just a juggernaut in Class 3A wrestling. They were the champions last year, and I think they won the dual championship last night. So it's going to be a little bit of tough sledding here for Colin McConnell. Going to call stalemate with 30 seconds to go. 16-8 to score on that. Colin McConnell trailing.
Well, at 145, Wyatt Schlatter of Ottumwa trails by three as we move to the third and final period here. Ali Almabek of Cedar Falls. I don't know if I got that name right, guys. That's a tough one. That's the old tongue twister right
there. I'd say Ali Almabuck is about what you'd have to say that name is, unless you got a pause between the Al and the Mabuck on his last name.
Well, I don't pause for much, but Wyatt Schlatter starts in the cover position, begin the third period, 6-3 trails. 3A, 145. All you 2A and 1A fans, 2A, we got your coverage starting at 1:30. 1A, beginning at 6 o'clock, and we will turn off the lights tonight and on Saturday night. All of your wrestling coverage right here.
Schlatter trying to work a tilt position there, but Almabuck just doing a great job of fighting that off. Now, Schlatter might be getting a little bit too high. But
he's got the tilt in.
Can
he
tilt.
He is
no
a little
back
high,
points
though.
Awarded.
Reset
himself. We're going to run out of time at 138 pounds with a last-second takedown by Keegan Shaw. So Colin McConnell is defeated in his opening round match. And he'll have another match coming up here. I believe it's going to be against Zelko Kukulovic from Urbandale.
Wyatt Schlatter, boy, TZ, he nearly had that. Ran out of room, was trying to get that tilt and bring him back. He's trailing by three here. Now you got to think about some strategy.
Yeah, time's getting down here. We've got a minute and 13 to go. He trails by three. Now he had that tilt in there real good, but Almabach done a great job of realizing where he was at and getting out of bounds and not giving up that any near fall points. So I don't know what Schlatter needs to do here, whether he needs to try to tilt him again or if he just needs to cut him and try to take him down.
I think we're going to have some
Almabach just trying to get out of bounds there, and Schlatter's going to get called for a technical violation and going to give up a 1 point for locking hands.
7-3 lead here, and now I'm Schlatter. I don't know. Wasn't necessarily a pinning combination in, but.
Yeah, it was just kind of a little bit of a, got up a little high up around the head and couldn't quite get the tilt. But 7-3 is your score here. A minute left to go in the third period.
We're 3A, 145-pound Wyatt Schlatter of Atumwa, 39-9, the junior. Trails by four here. Now he has the tilt back.
Trying to work a chin back here. Almabach. Doing a great job of staying off.
We're going to have another back. Clasping of hands.
Schlatter going to get called for another technical violation.
That's 2 points there. And was just a three-point separation.
8-3 your score now. 50 seconds left to go here in the third period.
Granby rolled. Nice job there by Almabach. And he doesn't get the points getting out of there, but that was a nifty-looking move. Now here's a stand-up. And Almabach is loose.
Schlatter trailing now 9-3. He's going to need a huge move here. Pinning combination to win.
He's running out of time, though. Down to 27 seconds in this match with a 6-point deficit. He needs to be working some pressure, trying to get his hips down low and some momentum going for a throw, because it's going to take a big move here. He's going to have to pin him, because a 5-point move doesn't do him any good.
10 seconds and counting, and they'll go off the edge of the mat, and Wyatt Schlatter finds himself in a difficult position here with the final 10 seconds. He trails by six. Nathan Carey gets the win for Atumwa. McConnell loses in the decision, and right now it's Schlatter trying to come back here, but he trails and into the cheerleaders and into the coaches from Cedar Falls goes Schlatter. Looked like a bowling ball going down a bowling alley into those cheerleaders. 3 seconds, 2-1, and Schlatter's going to run out of time for Atumwa, and he will lose 9-4. He does get the stall call on Ali Almabach, but he will advance on from Cedar Falls. Wyatt Schlatter will work his way back on the backside of the brackets. Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and reset things. We're in 3A. 3A coverage is Oskaloosa. You have some wrestlers coming our way. And then, Atumwa, you still have more wrestlers coming. But right now, we're going to take a time out and come right back. 2A action at 1:30, 1A at 6 o'clock. All your wrestling coverage, high above the mats, high fidelity. Travis, Joe, and Jason bringing you all this 2015 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage. Don't go anywhere.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Calving season is upon us, and Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose has everything you need to make sure your mama cows have the right nutrients to raise healthy, profitable calves. Quality Ag carries a full line of Right Now mineral products from Cargill Animal Nutrition. Quality Ag Service also has a custom line of lick tubs to supplement your cow's nutritional needs. So call or stop by Quality Ag to speak to Jordan about what products are right for your cows. That's Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. 3A action right now. But at 1:30, two-way action will get underway. Albia fans, Sheraton fans, Centerville fans, we've got it all covered for you. And two-way beginning at 1:30 at 6 o'clock tonight. Our 1A coverage begins, and already a nice start here today. Alex Clark, right out of the gate, gets a 10-0 win for Ottumwa. And Oskaloosa, Skylar DeYoung with a huge pin at 1:26. And you called that sudden victory loss by Drew Sams, but what a contest he put together.
That was a good match. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa jumped out with the early 2-0 lead and gave up an escape, and then got an escape of his own. It was 3-1 with 30 seconds to go in that one, and just a great job there. His opponent got him taken down at the edge of the mat. Looked like he was going to be able to get off the mat, but the points were awarded at the edge of the mat and tied it up and take down in sudden victory.
Congratulations to Nathan Carey of Ottumwa, a 6-0 winner. And then a couple of really tough contests. Colin McConnell got from behind. And when you wrestle from behind, you're trying to make some desperation things. It's the same with Wyatt Schlatter. Both of them had their moments where that match could have went in their direction. Great fights there by the Bulldogs. Southern Iowa Technology text line is open. We want to hear from you. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from and who you're rooting for. Got a text coming in here. Great job, Travis, Joe, and Jason. The Williamsons checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And what do we got coming up, buddy?
Well, right now we got Garrett Grimshaw from Burlington on the mat. He's in a 2-0 contest against Jacob Ridgeway from North Scott Eldridge. At 160 pounds, Spencer Sherwood from Burlington. He'll be out on the mat against Dubuque Hempstead's Carter Kramer. And then we get into some matches of Southern Iowa interest. Got Mary Mullaney down there in Appanoose County. She's going to be rooting on Iowa City West senior John Mullaney from her home. And then we've got Cody Jones from Oskaloosa at 170. And he's going to be up against Casey Crawford from Indianola. So a couple of south of the Interstate 80 boys there at 170 taking it on. Then we'll go to 182, Dakota Shaw from Keokuk. He's an undefeated senior on the season. We'll have Isaiah Cox at 195 and also Kyler Salazar at 195. 220-pounder Calvin Tomlin from Oskaloosa will take to the mat with a pretty good matchup for him. He matches up real well against Christian Heimer from Centennial of Ankeny. And at the 285-pound match, we'll round it all out with Ryan Egley from Keokuk. Looks like we're going to have here at 152 pounds as we get ready for those 60-pound contests. It'll be Garrett Grimshaw from Burlington. He's up against Jacob Ridgeway from North Scott Eldridge. And it looks like Grimshaw's got the 3-0 lead. And he is riding his opponent with 46 seconds to go.
John Mullaney, that is Travis Zapital's relation. The cousin, I think.
Yeah, that would be some relation there. Mary Mullaney there. Shout out to her. Didn't feel good enough to come up to Wells Fargo today, but thank goodness we've got all the broadcasts for her and all the other folks in Southern Iowa on 96.7 and streaming on the World Wide Web here from Wells Fargo Arena on KIICradio.com. Here's another couple points for Garrett Grimshaw. He leads now 5-0. So he's in control of that match with 28 seconds to go. The Burlington senior looks like he should advance against Ridgeway from North Scott Eldridge.
160 is taking the mat here. Starts to fill up these mats. Eight mats here, Joe. And, you know, we talk about the wrestlers, what they have to go through. But I think about all the people behind the scenes, the scorekeepers, the announcers that keep all this going. Buddy, it is quite the complex
It's an orchestration. There's no doubt about it. But each mat has got the competitors on it, and that's what the focus is on, is those two competitors on the mat to get a fair shake. And they got two officials at each mat. There's the primary official that's in the circle on the mat with the officials, and then a secondary official who's just out there to watch, and things like locking hands or violations that the lead official may not be in position to see. There's always another official out there on the mat to make sure that both these wrestlers get their fair shake. It is an orchestration here. There are 16 competitors at each of the 14 weight classes in three different divisions. Class 1A is the small schools. 2A there's the most schools, and then Class 3A is the large schools. Right now we're in the 3A matchups. Most of the mats are being occupied by 160-pounders. And as we say that, it was 152-pounder from Burlington. Garrett Grimshaw advances with 5-0 victory. His teammate, Spencer Sherwood from Burlington, he is competing out there right now and just about to take the mat. He'll be the next 160-pounder to get onto the mat. And it is pretty much one or two weight classes on the mats right now. But as we progress and eliminate wrestlers, by the end of the day today, there will just be eight wrestlers remaining in each of the weight classes. So there will be a pretty good
compression. This is an elimination Thursday is what it is, and you don't want to be the one eliminated. And everybody that walks through these doors is a winner. All these young men who have put the time in and get their bodies into the physical shape it takes to wrestle for 6 minutes. And 6 minutes, Joe, does not seem a long time until you've been on one of those mats and you're trying to compete, particularly at this level. The energy and the exertion that goes through it, these people, these young men have put a lot of work in to get to where they are.
Yeah, and we'll get to the rest of the eliminations on half of the classes on tomorrow, where we'll be down to eight wrestlers in each class. And then we'll have the medal matches on Saturday morning. And then Saturday evening, of course, is what everybody waits for. At 5:45, they give the awards out. 6 o'clock Saturday, there will be the grand march, and the finals will start. And we'll bring it all to you live here on 96.7.
Right, we're going to turn the lights off when we leave this place. We turned them on. We'll turn them off when we leave. Again, 2A action begins at 1:30, and 1A action tonight at 6 o'clock. Right now, we're going to take a quick timeout. Cody Jones is on deck. Isaiah Cox and Skyler Salazar of Oskaloosa, you're on deck when we come back. High above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Travis Apple, Jason Summers bringing you all of this 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the Proline Building Company. Proline's high standards for quality, honesty, and customer satisfaction keep us busy. We work hard to get the job done right and on time. If you're hoping to build that agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, or storage building yet this year, don't wait. Our calendar is filling up. Visit our website today. Visit iowadreambuilder.com.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Fidelity, all over this world of ours on KISCRadio.com and on that smart app via the Apple iPhone or your Android device. And 1A action coming up at 6 o'clock, 2A at 1:30. Right now, 3A is on the mats, and we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Cody Jones is on deck at 170, and Isaiah Cox at 195, along with Skyler Salazar. But, guys, we got wrestlers on the mat right now.
We're going to have John Mullaney taking the mat against Nathal Standish from Johnson. This is going out to his grandmother, Mary Mullaney, listening in on 96.7. Matt's being brought to you by Albia Motors and Jim and Charlie. So, Travis Zapital, where's Mary live? Right in Centerville?
I'm not for sure if she lives right in Centerville. She doesn't live right outside north of town.
Well, she's going to be rooting on John Mullaney. He straps on the leg band. He's ready. His opponent from Johnston, the Dragon, Nathaniel Standish, checks in at the scorer's table, and we're going to be underway. And I'm going to predict a pin by John Mullaney for his grandmother here in first round.
Yeah, you bet. That'd be great to see John come out here and be real aggressive right off the whistle and get a quick takedown and put his opponent to the back.
Hey, just a couple of matches away, we're going to have Cody Jones from Oski against Casey Crawford from Indianola. So, Oskaloosa Indians fans, your very own senior Cody Jones coming up next.
Underway here, Mullaney on his feet, in a front head collar tie. Taking on Nathan Standish from Johnston. Minute 45 to go here in the first period. Mullaney, Iowa City West, Standish, Johnston.
Little head tie there. Looks like Mullaney might have had some right shoulder problems somewhere through the season, Travis. He's pretty heavily taped up and a little harness there on his right shoulder.
Yeah, he had some shoulder problems there a year ago, Joe, and he's actually been wearing that since last year. I think it's just kind of a precautionary thing to keep that shoulder. Mullaney in on a real quick ankle pick. Gets the two-point takedown. Minute 20 to go here in the first period.
Yeah, it looked like he just a little quicker than Standish there.
Yeah, that was just real quick. Right in on a deep ankle pick. Moved up to the single leg and got the takedown.
Just a couple mats from being opened up away from getting Cody Jones from Oskaloosa on for you, folks.
That's going to be a Southern Iowa matchup taking on Casey Crawford of Indianola.
Hey, thanks to all our great sponsors, including Country Propane and Milo, helping bring you Southern Iowa and statewide wrestling on 96.7. We're at 170 pounds. John Mullaney from Iowa City West with early takedown closes out the first minute of the first period on top and in control of Nate Standish from Johnson.
He's
a 2-0 lead.
Trying to lock up an outside cradle here, and Mullaney's got that cradle locked up, but working right on the edge of the mat here. Standish is going to do a good job of breaking free to that cradle. Right on the edge of the mat, 30 seconds left to go.
Well, Mullaney,
get out of bounds.
Mullaney ran out of real estate there. He would have had that thing locked up tight enough to get the back points. Next available mat, it'll be Cody Jones, Oskaloosa, and Casey Crawford from Indianola. Looks like that might be on mat number 3.
A couple of seniors going to go at it. And then at 195 pounds, Atumwa, Isaiah Cox, you will be taking the mat along with Kyler Salazar of Oskaloosa.
Mullaney covers here. 30 seconds left to go. Gets his opponent broken down to the mat. Trying to work a power half. Got a real deep cross face in there now. Still 2-0 your score there. 10 seconds left to go in the first period.
First period action, 170 pounds, is John Mullaney from Iowa City West with the 2-0 lead. Next available mat is going to be Casey Crawford from Indianola against Cody Jones from Oskaloosa here on 96.7. First period ends at Mullaney's match. John Mullaney leads 2-0. He gets his choice to start the second period, and he takes down
mat number 6, Casey Crawford. And Oskaloosa, Cody Jones is going to take the mat here just momentarily. Oskaloosa, Skyler DeYoung got a pin at 126 earlier.
Hey, shout out to you folks there at Oskaloosa. Eye Care Partners in Oskaloosa and American Family Insurance in Oskaloosa. Bringing you Indian Wrestling here on 96.7, where Cody Jones in his first round match, a senior with a 34-7 record, going up against a talented Casey Crawford from Indianola. Also a senior, 38-6 on the season. Wrestlers check in at the scorer's table. It'll be the Oskaloosa Indian, Cody Jones, with the lightning bolt going down the front and back of the singlet. He straps on the red leg bands. He's greeted by, that's our very own buddy Terpstra down there. Going to be the official for this match. So he's seen Cody Jones before. Terpstra, a long-time official. I heard when that he might be going to retire, but he hasn't yet. There's an escape for Mullaney and a takedown. Cat quick here in the second period. That makes the score 5-0 for John Mullaney from Iowa City West. Nice job dropping down there for John Mullaney on that single leg. Gets the takedown, 5-0. Second period action, 1 minute to go.
Lightning bolt on the back of the Indian wrestler's singlet as we're underway here. At 170 pounds, Cody Jones underway. Casey Crawford of Indianola, his counterpart.
Jones and Crawford locked up at 170 pounds. They're on their feet. A couple of head ties there, and they're off the mat. Back to the middle of the mat. 20 seconds gone, first period.
Just joining us. We've been bringing you all the 3A action here this morning at 1:30. 2A will get underway later on tonight. 6 o'clock, 1A action, and then Albia Blue Demon basketball fans,
The Blue Demons will be part of the show later on tonight. I think they're the second game of a doubleheader in District 11 action as Abby will take on Pella Christian. We'll have that coverage simulcasting wrestling and basketball.
John Mullaney from Iowa City West with a 5-0 lead, final seconds in the second period. He's in control of that match. He has been riding Nathaniel Standish from Johnston after a quick flurry of action that saw him get an escape and a cat-quick takedown, and he will go to the third period with a 5-0 lead. Here at 170 pounds also, it's Cody Jones' scoreless tie against Casey Crawford. The wrestlers are on their feet. 1 minute gone in the first period. No score.
Cody Jones done a nice job of lowering his elevation. And just as I said, that Crawford lowers down and gets on a single leg. And Crawford is going to get the first score at this 170 contest. And Crawford of Indianola ahead of Jones here from Oskaloosa at 172 to nothing.
Just a great job there by Casey Crawford changing elevation. He caught Cody Jones kind of trying to lean in and get a tie-up, and he just dropped down, got in deep on a single leg, elevated, and got the takedown.
Mullaney in on a real quick single leg shot there, gets the single leg, elevates, trips his opponent, takes him down, gets another two-point takedown. He leads now 7-0 with a minute and 25 to go in the third period.
He has been dominating over there.
Well, I predicted a pin for John Mullaney for his grandmother in that match. Now with a 7-0 lead and him on top, he can afford to work something.
I spotted his other grandmother, Diane Zappel, sitting right down here in front of us.
Well, that's great to have the grandmas in the house. It's a family deal. Wrestling is a family deal. And if you've ever wrestled, you're part of the wrestling family. If you've ever enjoyed wrestling coverage on 96.7, we welcome you to this family.
Welcome to our family. And we want to hear from you. You've got to join up and let us know where our family's listening from. 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, 799-1437. And don't forget to follow us at Twitter, just at KIICWrestling.com.
Now here's an outside cradle for Mullaney. He's got a minute left in his contest, and he gets a little bit too high, but gets back, and nope, he cannot avoid it. There's a score there for Standish, 7-2. Standish gets the reversal.
Cody Jones gets the escape after a blood timeout. They reset the middle of the mat. Jones with an escape, and now he trails just 2-1 here. As they go to the second period, Cody Jones of Oskaloosa trailing 2-1 as we head to the second period. Get back to Mullaney in the final 30 seconds at 160.
And Mullaney's going to be able to just kind of stall his way out of this one. There's a couple of tilt attempts in there by Standish from Johnston, but John Mullaney with 17 seconds to go is going to be able to stall his way out of this one and advance to the quarterfinal round here. Class 3A 170. His day will be done.
Start the second period. Cody Jones starts in the cover position. He'll ride Casey Crawford off the mat. 8 seconds into the second period. Jones of Oskaloosa trailing here 2-1. Casey Crawford of Indianola here at 170. 3A action. 2A begins at 130. 1A at 6 o'clock. And Skyler Salazar of Oskaloosa is on deck at 195 along with Isaiah Cox. We're right now here at 170. Cody Jones in the cover position. And the second period. And
there's here a stall is a call on Cody Jones before he gets reversed.
And a reversal. They look like he's going to get the escape, but gave up the escape into a reversal by Crawford. Crawford now out in front, 4-1, 1:30 to go in the second period.
Really good job there by Crawford because Cody Jones was hanging on, got called for stalling, heard the stall call, and then just tried to cut him. But Casey Crawford got around behind him, got control of him before he got loose, and it was a two-point reversal. Makes the score now 5-1, and it's been warning once for stalling on Cody Jones, hanging on to the hips on the stand-up by Casey Crawford.
They did not give him the stall point, Joe, so the good news is for Jones, he's still hanging on here 4-1.
That's right, it's 4-1. I was thinking that it was an escape and a takedown, but it was just a reversal. That was just a cat-quick move there by Casey Crawford.
It was, and like you said, Jones heard the stall call and was trying to give it up, but found himself giving it up into a reversal. Now the escape by Jones. Jones trails by a takedown, 4-2, 57 seconds to go, second period. As we're at 170 pounds, moving our way through 3A in the opening rounds. They'll reset the center of the mat.
Oskaloosa's Cody Jones is on the mat, trailing 4-2 now with the escape. He's back to the center of the mat in the neutral position. A takedown for Jones would tie it up here at 170 pounds. We're in the second period, and there's a nice little front headlock by Crawford. He turns that into a fast move on a single leg, and Crawford is close to getting another takedown. There's been no points awarded yet, but Cody Jones is scooting with his hips on the mat. He's got the head pinned underneath of him. That's Casey Crawford's head from Indianola. Crawford now switches off to a double leg. Jones is dumped to his butt, and we've got 17 seconds left to go.
And
Jones
gives
it up. So that's a 6-2 lead now for Casey Crawford from Indianola.
10 seconds and counting in this second period. Jones trailing here 6-2. As time will expire on this second period. And guys, the Southern Iowa Technology text line is open. Got a text coming in. Centerville, Iowa is cheering on John Mullaney, and Travis Zappel is a better broadcaster than he is a golfer. Hmm. That means he still could be a really good golfer, because you're a pretty darn good broadcaster.
Who sent that?
I can't confirm nor deny.
Tell him to meet me April 2nd on the golf course with their wallet.
How about the February 30th?
That'll work, too.
Travis, I think the best club in your bag is the pencil. Keep the scorecard away from Travis.
1:48 right. to go, third period. Travis Jones trailing, or Cody Jones trailing here. 6-3, Casey Crawford out in front from Indianola.
Now it's a 6-5 score.
Nice job. Gave him the takedown right
at
the edge of the mat.
Gave him the takedown at the edge of the mat, and
wow.
He cuts him to make it 7-5. So with a minute 43 to go, Cody Jones thinks he sees something that he can get some takedowns working against Casey Crawford.
Crawford in on that single leg, went in a little deep, and Jones is going to have to try to whiz her out of this. 1:30 to go here in the third period. Jones.
And there's the takedown by Crawford. A little bit of an outside throw attempt by Cody Jones. And you know, he did such a good job getting in there and getting that single leg at the edge of the mat as they went off the mat, and he just cut him right away. Thought he might have had Casey Crawford solved, but it was Crawford in on a just kind of a single leg and a throw attempt by Jones, and now Crawford cuts him. That's a 3-point deficit, 9-6 now, and here we go off the mat, and we're going to be reset it for you folks with 1:02 to go, a 3-point deficit for Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. He's on the mat against Casey Crawford from Indianola. First round action. Shot in there by Jones. Sprawl by Crawford. Crawford from Indianola gets back on the front headlock now. Jones stretched out a little bit. Crawford reaches around, gets the back leg of Jones. Now Jones gets taken down, and a really good job there by Crawford with a little bit of a defensive takedown there. Good sprawl. Caught Jones a little bit out of position, got him flat down on the mat, hooked that ankle with his hand on the backside, scooted around, got the takedown, and with 34 ticks left, there's a 5-point lead for Casey Crawford from Indianola over Cody Jones from Oskaloosa.
He's going to get the escape here with less than 30 seconds, just under 30 seconds, a 4-point deficit by Cody Jones, Crawford of Indianola.
There's a single leg by Jones. He tries to elevate and get the trip, and they're off the mat out of bounds, and we could see a little bit of a stalling situation here for Casey Crawford with a 4-point lead. He's got 4 stall calls to give before he's got any trouble, and with 15 seconds to go, that's what we're seeing. A backup there by Crawford gets that stall call. Doesn't mean anything right now. Now with 7 ticks to go, Crawford's still backing out, but Jones not bringing the pressure enough to get that stall call again, and we are out of time. 7-11, the final score at 170 pounds. Cody Jones going to try to fight his way back through on the consolations.
Well, we've got the 170-pounders in the book. We're going to move to 182, but 195, our feature contest, Isaiah Cox and Kyler Salazar of Oskaloosa will be on the mats here in just a moment when we come back. High by the mats, high fidelity. Travis Zappel, Joe Sinclair, and Jason Summers bringing you all this Iowa high school wrestling coverage. We'll be right back.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Proline Building Company of Iowa is the original dream builder. For over 25 years, we have made your dreams come true. I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the Proline Building Company. I assure you that we always put our customers first. Avoid possible nightmares. Visit the Proline website, iowadreambuilder.com.
Proline Building Company is currently looking for skilled, reliable construction workers. It's a great job with a great company. Call Proline for details.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Long 3A coverage right here on your sports leader, KIIC. 2A begins at 1:30, 1A at 6 o'clock. But right now, Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa is on the mat as we get to the upper weights at 195. Kyler Salazar of Osceola will be on deck just momentarily. But let's get over to Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa.
Hagstrom from Glenwood is his opponent, a 38-11 sophomore. Isaiah Cox, three losses on 46 wins this year for the Bulldogs. And a two-point takedown at the edge of the mat on a bad shot by Hagstrom. Cox just spun around, got behind him, got the two-point takedown, and they're off the mat. Hagstrom will get set at the center. A little confusion by the official there. He was going to set the wrestlers up. Must be this official's first match to work. He was going to set the wrestlers up, not looking towards the scorer's table.
And this match is going to be brought to you by Tom's Affordable Tree Service and Outdoor Equipment.
Yeah, they got repair service for that outdoor equipment there at Tom's. It's Tom Birchmeyer, just east of the four-way stop in Albia on the south side at the former body shop there.
Former 3D paint and body.
All right, Isaiah Cox gets set. He's covering Zach Hagstrom from Glenwood. Hagstrom in the down position. Cox with the T-bar. Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa. The Bulldog breaks him down. He's got the arm barred on the left side now. He's got two on one. Looks like he's going to work up to the shoulders and try to get a chicken wing in. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. Takes it just a little bit past parallel. Official's right there on it. And a nice stand up there by Hagstrom and gets out. Isaiah Cox just a little bit too high. That arm was getting a little bit past parallel, so he backed the pressure off a little bit and just cuts Hagstrom. 2-1 the score.
Kind of got out of position there. Like you said, Joe, he just give that escape up. And 2-1 now. 35 seconds left to go here in the first period.
There's 2-on-1 on the left arm of Hagstrom. Cox in now on a single leg. Good shot there by Hagstrom. And Hagstrom elevates, gets a pinning combination in now with a throw. He's got the cow catcher in on Isaiah Cox. Cox in trouble. He's on his back. Isaiah Cox at 195 pounds. He's in trouble. Zach Hagstrom, Glenwood, 38-11 on the season. He's got Isaiah Cox on his back with 14 seconds to go. Cox is pinned by Hagstrom in an upset, folks. That is an upset at 195. Isaiah Cox got caught in a cow catcher against Zach Hagstrom from Glenwood. And Isaiah Cox will have to battle back and try to get third place points for the Bulldogs. And it is going to be a long road for Isaiah Cox. And he has his hands on his hips walking off the mat.
Kyler Salazar over on mat number two, just getting underway for Oskaloosa. Boy, Joe, looked like Isaiah really came out, looked like the assertive wrestler,
well,
and just got caught in a...
He got caught in a pinning combination there. It was a cow catcher. He was tied up, dropped down to get onto a single leg, and left his left armpit open, and it was just that cat quick. Hagstrom from Glenwood got his arm underneath the armpit, executed a cow catcher, and pins Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa.
Skyler Salazar of Oskaloosa going to take the mat on mat number two, if I have it correct, as they get these mats updated. He's on mat number two.
Yeah, and he's trailing that match now 2-0 with a minute and 18 to go in the first period.
Well,
and he's taking on
that's
Zach
3-0
Hagstorm.
Now. If that is the right mat.
Yeah, it
right down here, mat number two, the red mat.
Yeah, it's a right mat.
2-0, yep.
The website that is provided through Track Wrestling right now, gentlemen, is trailing behind. They're still showing the 170 matches.
And there's
we're at 195 here.
There's a takedown, and that is going to make the score 2-2 for Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa. And that is second period action there. First period action. 39 seconds to go. Stand up here by Chris Thomas from Lewis Central. That is the opponent for Kyler Salazar. And there's a stall call against Kyler Salazar on the stand up by Chris Thomas.
This is Zach Hagerstorm who's wrestling from Glenwood. Must have been Thomas must not have been able to
make it in there.
Hagstrom wrestled Isaiah Cox.
Yep, Hagstrom of Glenwood upset to Isaiah Cox.
Okay.
And right here at 195 pounds, it is Kyler Salazar tied at two here. We'll go to the second period as they'll reset things down on the mat as we open up that second period. And I'm trying to get this reset up on my computer because
Track Wrestling just had the wrong name up there.
They're behind on a few things here, but they usually do a tremendous job, but we'll
the other thing that you could see that would be a misprint in the books here, folks, is if there's an injury to a wrestler between districts. Yeah, so the champion from the district may have gotten injured, and that would have moved the second place finisher up to first place, and the first place finisher,
correct,
or the third place finisher into
resets
state meet.
The bracketing.
That could have been what happened. But right now, they're calling it Hagstrom from Glenwood against Salazar from Oskaloosa, and it is a 2-2 score. Without much, we can tell you, Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa in a great match right here. Match being brought to you by Southern Iowa Technologies and Summers Car Credit. And now, an escape there.
The escape. Trail 3-2. Deep single leg shot in there. Sprawl out by Salazar as Hagstrom went in deep with the single leg.
Big shot there by Hagstrom. Now an elevation. Salazar trying to elevate here and get behind, and he does get behind. And if he can take him back to the mat, he'll get the 2-point takedown. He does, and now leads by the score
4-3.
So 4-3 with 45 seconds left in the second period for Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa. He was the runner-up to Isaiah Cox in the district. Cox, with an upset loss in his first round, got caught in a pinning combination in the first period. He got put to his back and pinned 1 minute 45 seconds into that contest. Kyler Salazar, second place finisher at that Mount Pleasant district with the 4-3 lead. And now we've got a 1 point awarded to Hagstrom from Glenwood on a stall call on Kyler Salazar. Second stall call against Salazar. And now we've got a blood timeout here for Kyler Salazar. And I believe that we're going to have Callan Tomlin from Oski. He's going to be taking mat number five. Mat number five for Callan Tomlin. So, Travis, you keep us updated when they get done with the blood timeout for Kyler Salazar. And I'll tell you, folks, from Oskaloosa about Callan Tomlin's match. He's up against Christian Heimer from Ankeny Centennial. He's a 21-10 junior. Tomlin matches up well. He's a sophomore with a 33-14 record. The wrestlers are on their feet. Just underway here at 220 pounds. No score.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Awesome job, guys. Go Southeast Iowa wrestlers from the Hammus Grain Hauling Team in Batavia. Glad to have all of you along on this opening round of high school wrestling.
I want to thank Justin and all the crew that are hauling the grain in at Hammus Farms there. That's Pat and Tracy Hammus at Batavia. Great fans of all kinds of sports. They've had their son Michael, a wrestler, and of course he's an Iowa State student now, and Justin there. Great folks there at Hammus.
Back underway over here, Kyler Salazar is going to get a technical call against him for locking hands and going to give up a point, and it's going to be tied 4-4. No points are going to be awarded.
Well, that's going to be
going to make it 5-4.
What a fun third period we're going to have.
Yeah,
that's going to get two calls in a row there for locking hands, and it's going to be 5-4 now. Salazar's going to be trailing going into the third period.
Coach Cochran texts in that indeed there was an injury that caused the switch, and that's why we have this change in terms of the what the book says and what's happening on the mat.
Heimer with a big four-point move to finish up the first period is going to go to the second period with a 4-0 lead over Callan Tomlin. Caught him in a little bit of a throw, tossed him to his back. Nice job by Tomlin getting off of his back, but he trails 4-0 going into the second period.
Kyler Salazar at 195, where did the extra point come from?
Locking hands. He'd done it two different times. He was just hanging on. And
He had two stall calls for the first penalty point and then locking hands on the second one.
Okay.
Kyler Salazar at 195 pounds for Oskaloosa is going to start in the down position to begin the third and final period.
Callan Tomlin covers Christian Heimer from Ankeny Centennial to start the second period of his 220-pound first-round match. And it is a stand-up attempt by Heimer. Now Tomlin tries to put the crossbody in. He can't get that in there. And while he's trying to put the leg in, alertly, Heimer grabs the leg, elevates it, turns him, gets the two-point reversal, and puts Callan Tomlin to his back. Now Tomlin fights his way off of his back. That was roly-poly. There's going to be two near-fall points. That's going to advance the score to be 8-0 now. A pair of four-point moves for Christian Heimer against Callan Tomlin. Four-point move there, a throw in the first period, and a reversal that throws him to his back in the second.
Kyler Salazar trailing by one here, 5-4, with 30 seconds gone by in the third period here at 195 pounds. And Salazar has been ridden tough here the first 30 seconds of this third period. He trails by one. He needs to get the escape here, but riding tough is Zach Hagstrom.
Leave it right there with you guys. With a one-point deficit, Oskaloosa Indian there needs to fight his way off the bottom, get a point and tie that thing up, try to go to sudden victory.
Well, Hagstrom put the leg in right away after. And now with the chin back, he's trying to get the tilt back, is Hagstrom, as Kyler Salazar trails here 5-4, and we're going to have a potentially dangerous, and they'll reset that.
No, that is a legal hold on Hagstrom. Hagstrom had the figure four on the head. You cannot do that. He had the scissors on the head. You got to have that knee lock, and that was a great job there.
Two technical points and a stall call, and we are tied at five here, folks. 52 seconds to go.
An escape wins it for Kyler Salazar here with 47 seconds to go. He's trying to get the stand up.
He's got the one leg posted out. Now trying to get the both legs. Hagstrom hanging on top, and they'll go off the edge of the mount. Final 38 seconds. Stay right here at 195. 3A action. Kyler Salazar, Oskaloosa. Zach Hagstrom, Glenwood. Sophomore on sophomore. And they'll reset the center of the mat. Salazar in the down position. And a caution going to be...
That was a double caution there. Those double cautions, I think the officials should throw it on himself. We're going to go to the third period at 220, and it's still 8-0 there. The Oskaloosa Indian Tomlin trailing in that one.
35 seconds to go here. Tied it to 5 at 195. Salazar of Oskaloosa now going to try to come out the backside. But
Hagstrom's got that cross body right in there, and with 23 seconds to go, we're either going to have a stalemate or a stall call or something, but that leg in there, it doesn't look to me like Hagstrom's doing anything, and there's just running out of time down to 10 seconds. Hagstrom just hanging on with that crossbody right in there. I can't believe they're not calling a stall on him.
Salazar tries to get to his feet, does get to his feet, now elevates with 3 seconds, too, and he's going to run out of time here, and that will do regulation. Now we go to sudden victory. Lace him up here, Oskaloosa fans. Kyler Salazar, the sophomore, 25-13. Trying to defeat Zach Hagstrom as we go into sudden victory. The first points win. Here's a
shot
deep shot
by Hagstrom. Hagstrom in deep on the single leg. It dumps to his butt Salazar, and Salazar in trouble here. And there's the takedown.
Salazar will lose in extra sudden victory. Drew Sams of Oskaloosa earlier. So that's a couple of Oskaloosa wrestlers who went the distance, went into a sudden victory, and came up on the short side. Oskaloosa's Skyler Salazar defeated here by Zach Hagstrom, the 7-5 in sudden victory.
Minute left to go here in the third period for
220-pounder. That's Callan Tomlin. He trails that one 10-1. The third period started, and it was Tomlin's choice. He took down, and it was Heimer cutting him and then taking him down. So it was a 8-1 score there, and then the takedown for Heimer makes it 10-1. We're resetting after going off the mat. Tomlin gets set. Heimer covers with a 10-1 lead. And now we've got, I think, a locking hands penalty on Heimer, and we do. That makes the score 10-2. So a little bit narrower deficit for Callan Tomlin. But with 47 seconds to go and an 8-point deficit, Tomlin needs to get out, work some type of a throw-pinning combination, because 6 points right here doesn't do him any good. He's 8 down.
We're at 220 pounds, getting to the big boys at 285, and then we'll come back in the first round consolations.
And that'll happen pretty fast, and we'll have several matches for you. We'll bring you Zach Main's match, and we've got Drew Sams that's going to be working through on the backside. Chase Petty from Pella will be working through on the backside. All kinds of wrestling for you here,
Wyatt,
folks.
Wyatt Schlatter of Oskaloosa on that backside. And you look at the fight here in the Oskaloosa Indian wrestlers. Kyler Salazar goes into Sudden Victory along with Drew Sands, two guys that gave everything in those matches and just come up. And that's that can oftentimes be the difference in being at the top of the ladder or at the bottom. Is that
tough deal for Salazar there? Two penalty points in that match, or he's the winner.
Yep. We're here at 220 pounds, and Callan Tomlin will be defeated in his opening matchup, and he will too be wrestling in the consolations here later this morning. Again, 2A coverage begins at 1:30, 1A at 6 o'clock tonight, and we're going to have it all for you. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back. We'll move to the consolations and to the heavyweights. When we come back, you're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. TZ, Joe Sinclair, and Jason Summers going to bring it all to you. When we come back, don't go anywhere.